Power input, computers, tapes, all go.
Laser beam cycling normal, cryogenic systems go.
Cathodes at 67,000 volts and steady.
Time selector set at present.
All set, Al. Stand by for a time synchronization.
Standing by.
Date, 5 July, 64. Time, 11 hours, 14 minutes. Counting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark.
Mark.
Right. Stand by to activate image stabilizer switch.
Ready.
Switch on.
Switch on.
Only a madman or a fool would intentionally set fire to one of our forests or woodlands. Yet 90% of our forest fires are started by
the self-genius power of sweat.
They impede the production and transportation of critical defense supplies.
As I said, there is hope. The aliens will come, and if, as assuming Bob has enough numbers, they will take us off to Planet X. Come to think of it, no one's ever asked what happens on Planet X. But it must be really slapstick cool. And the Earth will be, the unfaithful will all be destroyed, and we get to help. And we, now so far, admittedly, every July 5th, we're out there hoping that this year is 1998. We get up at 7 in the morning, and out there at Brushwood, on every X day, faithfully waiting for the saucers like a bunch of Heaven's Gate nuts. And I have found over the years, I've learned from gossip, that the pagans at Brushwood, and they seem to think that we're going to do another Jonestown. We've actually had them do spells to keep us from doing the terrible mass suicide. They assume that every cult that knows how to use computers is planned. But friends, you can relax about that. That Jonestown franchise is worn out. Jonestown 2, that was a pale shadow. It was all commercialized. Jonestown 3 was a pathetic mockery. It was just the whole product placement. I mean, Jesus, like those Heaven's Gate people. Friends, until we can break Jonestown's record, the Kool-Aid will just be Kool-Aid, and the pills will just be pills. We don't care how long it takes. The Church of the Subgenius, friends, has 100 years of attitude. And meanwhile, about those aliens, you know, Charles Fort, the great, I'm not sure what to call him, the great weirdo, Charles Fort, said, "I think we are being fished for regarding aliens," and we say, "Yes, but sorry, Charlie, we're not looking for humans with good taste, we're looking for humans that taste good."
But I suspect I can no longer turn my back on Cadet Stinty. The rigors of space travel have somehow twisted his mind. He's gone crazy. He's got the space madness.
And you can smell the dottle of the pipe.
Amino acids.
As it were. The amino acids are playing tonight. I wish they were playing. Actually, nice. Probably in the CDs I have, I have a bunch of hours of slack
in the archives.
Yeah, who knows? I know there's some song in Joe. I have best of Bob songs, number something.
Oh, he rocks.
Yeah. We say yeah to X-Day 9.
Yeah, boot capitan.
That reminds me that this July 5th, 2000 and whatever this year is, the world will
end.
Who knows? I mean, it might be 98. Actually, at this point, we're not really banking on anything ending except, the free world.
Well, how many people usually go to that? Is it become like the Burning Man in New York kind of thing?
No. Although there is an interesting little beginning festival called Burning Wood, which is rather small so far. I think they've only done one. And the guy actually told us it was based on Burning Man and Starwood.
Yeah.
Starwood is a festival in Yankee Land out in the New Yorks, right, in the woods of Brushwood, the clothing optional campground owned by our good friends. Keep letting us do things there. And Starwood's only like 1,500 people, and they don't burn a giant man,
does
but they burn the a
Dave?
Hell of a big pile of beautifully decorated wood.
Am I Cowboy Dave?
Yes, and usually Lonesome Cowboy Dave is in a cage inside this burning...
Just like me.
It's not a burning man, it's just a big pile, like I say, but there's an actual man inside the pile of wood.
Oh, please.
So, in a way, it's not nearly as big as Burning Man, but they do go the distance.
I understand the
reflex. They're kind of like Burning Man
was
in the old days when they used to really kill.
It's like a Burning Man cover band
for art projects.
There are actually now, as Action Girl was proud to say, there are little Burning Man contingents in all 50 states.
Yes.
And Glass Madness was accosted recently by a sort of Bobby of Burning Man, who went into a wonderful rant of high secrecy about, you know, he's going to have an event now that'll be a Burning Man thing, he's connected to Burning Man, but don't tell anybody, and he'll give him the address just before it happens. And
right.
It was all very, very hush-hush.
Yes, there are a lot of those hush-hush festivals that remain hush-hush to everyone except the founders, who go around telling their friends and everyone they meet about them.
About what?
And that's
the festival,
well,
man. That
things
we
like
just
Burning
had.
Man
you
spun
missed
off
it,
into
dude.
Hundreds of little tiny weenies.
Yeah, Burning Wood or Wood Man.
Burning Mandibles.
Manwood. That's it. Manwood.
Manwood.
That was a kind of a sexy festival.
Ain't there a
the Wellman Wood?
Yeah, Well Manwood.
Well Manwood. Yeah.
Well Manwood.
What about Womanwood?
That was that movie about the guy that grew up inside a TV.
Women don't have wood.
And he was all bent over when he got out. When Elvis shot the TV.
They try to also remove their wills.
When Elvis shot the TV,
tell me
this
why
guy
women
jumped
don't
out.
Have wood.
And he went on to live a life in the real world.
He freed him from the
But he was a TV guy living in the real world. Living in the real world. Living in the real world.
Attention all spaceship crew members. Attention all spaceship crew members. We are nearing the end of our journey. Our mission is about to begin. Our radar screen has picked up the target we've been looking for. Activate the radar screen. There it is. The planet most similar to ours in all the universe. The Earth. Therefore, our object will be to capture the Earth and colonize it with our own species. Prepare the ship for an immediate attack.
One of them, Bob. Go to it, Bob. Damn it, Bob. You've got to regain control.
To our mother star, Venus, our mission has failed. We are in retreat. Send spaceship number 2 immediately. We found a deadly creature protecting the Earth. Its name is...
Bob!
Yes, friends, Bob is the one deadly creature protecting the Earth from everything but itself. Thanks to Norrell Pref there, and, well, X-Day is coming very soon. So we're playing holy recordings of the last X-Day drill, which had Dr. Philo Drummond and Dr. Howell at it. Also, some puzzling evidence, KPFA radio show, X-Day bits. Also, from Starwood 25 and Winterstar 06 sermons. Plus, some new music by Ed Fred and the collages of Pref and Lemur. And now, Phineas Narco from NationalCynical.com.
Coincidence could be called the junk food of understanding. It may be like an empty calorie or a dead end, but nevertheless you have it. Of course, it can be indicative of what one is thinking without one's complete awareness, and may or may not be important. but it is nevertheless accompanied by a feeling of importance, or a pleasurable and eerie significance. The mind can be a significance junkie and gravitate toward a feeling of this is significant and that it's on to something, because that's the sort of thing it's built to do. This can lead you into some freaky areas if you don't manage the coincidences properly and see them for what they are, namely a statistical phenomenon indicative of expanded associational thinking rather than something necessarily significant.
Even though Bob predicted that July 5th, 1998, the aliens would land, destroy all the humans, and save the dues-paying subgeniuses, it didn't happen. Did we give up? Did we let the Jehovah's Witnesses out-kook us? Answer, no! We were right back here the next year, waiting for those saucers, just as if Bob never lied in his life. We don't care about how true or untrue it might be, friends, because that is what belief is all about. It's faith. You don't use your mind to think about your religion. You use your mind to think about Bob's religion. And occasionally, friends, believe it or not, we've seen subgeniuses who were disappointed when the aliens didn't show up. Who were angry. In fact, friends, we started this nice, friendly mockery religion. It's a room full of people laughing most of the time. How bad are we? Yeah, there are people who want to kill my ass, who hate me. I got a lot of hate mail. And who is it from? Not Christians. I wish it was. Starwood gets funny letters from not Church of the Subgenius. Who do we get funny letters from? Former subgeniuses who we deprogrammed ourselves. When they found out that they weren't really going to be able to ride in a spaceship for $30, they felt cheated. Friends, we gave those people a gift. If they but had the eyes to see, they would realize that we gave them the gift of disbelief, so that the next time some smooth-talking guru comes along and tells them that, we have the beautiful, perfect world, we're going to wipe the saucers, all you have to do is cut your balls off and give us $900 a month. Friends, it could have been Heaven's Gate. They should be thanking us for ripping them off. Praise God.
So what's happening now, Reverend Stan? Now.
We're tired of you as an audience.
The excitement is palpable.
I've just finished flipping and labeling now. The tapes. That's my tapes main are flipped duty and next labeled. Day.
You know, you can buy many wonderful souvenirs to take back from you from this occasion. You can take them back and look at them and remember your time out here at Rushmore.
Oh, we have such beautiful memories.
We have these commemorative Slim Jim sausages for sale up here.
You have our permission.
Come on up and
have a Slim Jim of your own. Plus, we have these strips of paper that I spend a lot of time tearing very straightly.
Save them. They may come in handy for bookmarks or other things.
Well, like any other religion, we have an us and a them. And us is everybody we like, which is usually just ourselves, and them is pretty much everybody else. And we have lots of derogatory words for them, the Barbies and Kens, the cage dwellers, the little norm worms, the conspiracy, the pink boys, the
mediocritans.
The mediocritans, yeah. They're, we come up with new ones all the time, and all that is just an ego boost. It's not that we love Bob so much, it's that we love the idea of everybody else going to hell. And that is what religion is all about. How many Buddhists do you know who that nice Buddhist is thinking to himself, I've got less ego than anybody else here. You know who I mean. The New Agers who try so hard not to act angry.
Hey, planning on getting him back to Earth?
We's kind of hoping you'd take him.
Ask him if we can get his chocolate and cigarettes.
If we take him to Earth, can we keep his chocolate and cigarettes?
We ain't got no need for it.
Okay.
Big Bible based science.
What did your father teach you?
My father taught me to kill the sunflower.
Congratulations, Mr. Curtis. You are now awake. 10 minutes to Venus.
How many minutes?
Welcome to Planet X. Somewhere on Planet X, I arrived. Lessons being taught by spiritual beings with light in their eyes. A tall man by the name of Imbibicus, he stood about 10'3". His voice rang like crashing waves of a sea. He spoke of untold prophecies and forgotten civilizations, how we as people are asleep. In a voice's true context, visual views of humans being recharged like puppets on a string, quests for knowledge being sodomized in your dreams, government cover-ups in a nutshell, gunshots blast, children scream, cycle repeated like bad dreams. We were taught not to fly, and our wings got clipped. I'm waiting on the sun to become as one with the moon. Tidal waves and thunderstorms are soon to rule the earth. He spoke of how some of us must find loopholes with the stars, new atmospheres, somewhere that we can cultivate new hemispheres. All my lessons ran clear. War, revelations, murder in the mind of seven nations, politicians with their fingers on the triggers and decontemplation. No more conversation. Blood must be spilled. Enemies must die so people shoot to kill. This life isn't for real. It's just a depiction of the hereafter. And he opened his hands. He said, "You rewrite the chapters. I'm coming down from cloud 9. I got a message for your motherfucking mind."
I
spaceship case self off-gating modulating Vectron tone, code blue X900. Please initiate code blue Alpha 697. Go with that. Code blue. Oscillate manifold vector on tone. Tone free. Oscillator vector coordinating. Please lift the gate hatch. Blow the knob off. Blow the hatch on full. Hatch blown.
American Astronaut theme from the movie by the Billy Nair Show, who are performing at 9X Day. You can learn more about them at billynair.com. The amino acids are in the background here, and they will also be at 9X Day. But before that, we heard Johnny Future, and you can get Johnny Future by emailing johnny_future@yahoo.com. And before that, Manifest Destiny.
And I would fly in an old Stuka aircraft.
Okay,
and land with my
whistling landing craft. I'm just relaxing for a minute because I'm really tired.
Climb out, spread out my sleeping bag,
really
and take a
nap. This 5-hour show is relaxing my ass.
Memories. Yes, it is the tough time show.
Trying to store their memories as if in bathrooms to serve them.
We are serving up liquid chicken, yeah. Liquid chicken slack.
If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Yeah.
Chicken grease and nudies.
And 5 years after you put the photos of the nude
you
cultists
can call 848-4425
they call you up and ask
right
you to
now.
Take them down because they got to get a
call
job.
Call at 848 now. Though. Even those of you who have called several times tonight can call again.
So, friends, if you're ever going to get a job, don't take off your clothes at a Subgenius event and stand in front of the cameras.
These total exposures
now.
Are not
hey,
of nudity.
Where is the young Marine station?
Some instances, but...
I think she's out of the Marines
ah,
now.
Good.
I
rather
believe,
a paid...
Has she returned to
Dockstock? Model.
Huh?
Has she returned to Dockstock?
Yes. She was...
one of the faithful.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't she sing songs and dance around? And
she did, in fact, dance around the Great Fire. Group
exposure
like an
is a hallmark of these.
And yet she had never been to such a thing. I thought that she was a reincarnation of some ancient huffer goddess nymph.
Yeah.
Or pine sap.
However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist
The Church of
colony.
The Subgenius or the nudist colonies.
Yes. Why would a blind person
Open
want
to
join a nudist
people,
colony?
For some reason, they're only
They can't
three
see
or four.
Who's looking at them.
There's a blind Subgenius radio broadcaster,
oh, yeah.
Reverend Yukon
Who
Jack.
Who wants to go to the mountains?
He's blind as a bat, actually much
service.
Blinder because he doesn't have echolocation.
You know why You know why flatulence smells, right?
And he rebroadcasts all of the shows.
Liquid, the liquid hour slack. And the it would be up there on a, is this college radio, regular radio, AM? Radio?
No, this is pirate FM, small
circulation,
small,
circulation,
small, circulation, small, right.
Circulation. 98. 98. It's here now. 98. It's now. Hear the man that really appreciates that new power.
Take a tip from me. I'm a professional dealer from the future. Today.
This is another forward step. Remember, you get power from 98. What? 98. It's here now.
Thanks to Reverend Maynard Brainerd. And now back to Dr. Howell, Dr. Philo Drummond, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang at 8X Day.
Some patients with teasers originating in the temple have intense religious auras, intense experience of God visiting them.
Sometimes it's a personal feeling of being one with the cosmos.
Everything seems suffused meaning.
The patient will say, finally, I see what it's all really about, I really understand God.
I understand my place in the universe, the cosmic scheme.
Why does this happen?
Why does it happen so often in patient temporal seizures?
For all we know, Little Theodore might show up this weekend. He wasn't expected last X Day, and he and Babushka suddenly showed up and turned in really a stellar performance.
Well, folks, I guess this concludes our segment, and believe us, we've enjoyed bringing it to you just as much as you've enjoyed having us bring it to you. But now the evening will take new and delightful forms.
We're not sure what goes
around.
We want them to occur organically,
X-Day
naturally.
Surroundings and
well, the best thing about X Day happens away from the stage when you're stuck. Say it rains. Suddenly have one of those brushwood thunderstorms, which we will, and you're trapped in some little claustrophobic room somewhere other sub geniuses that you've never met. Oh my God, the worst thing ever. Well, who knows? You may be married to him a year or two later.
Yeah, time to stretch and scratch, kick off your shoes, tell some lies. It's only once a year. Enjoy it while it lasts.
It's like Brigadoon. Except this year. It'll just continue forever and ever. In fact, has anybody planned to take... Yeah, I guess we got to remember to take brushwood with us when the rupture happens. Somebody's got to remember to do that.
Well... there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
Well, but we like to... some of us are collectors, Dr. Howell. You know, new heaven and new earth is great, but we want that amazing, fantastic number 15
Well,
back.
You might take the old brushwood to with you, sort of like a modern train layout. You know, nothing like the new giant brushwood. which can contain 100 universes like us.
I have a copy with a torn cover.
You still have Amazing Fantasy number 15?
I have Amazing 15. Fantasy 15 with a half-torn cover.
I had one, but I sold it to a crippled guy for $350 in 1969 or something.
I thought you ripped it off a crippled newsie.
Yeah.
I still have most of Spider-Man 1 through 50.
Here's the thing, man. What is the middle letter in Bob's name? Is it a U? No! You are not in the middle of Bob's name. O is in the middle. What does O mean to you? It means you owe Bob. Bob. No, not, you don't have to love Bob, but it's Bob's only one O short of boo, and you do love boobs. Everybody loves boobs. And we're into love. This is a love church, but it's also a hate church because we're very practical. We have a kind of a temper tantrum of hate, you might say. It's hate. It's we try to broaden our love by kind of squeezing our hate, distilling our hate into a perfect tincture, a perfect essence of hate. Hate through mockery of the false prophets, which, like I say, that's anybody we don't like.
Our record for this state is 1951, Saturday morning with a chance of Saturday night. It'll be plenty of Sunday. Sunday night looking at Monday with a chance of early Monday. The Southern Great Lakes will eventually move into the Northeast and bring New York City.
Welcome to the end of the world. Welcome to the end of the world. Welcome to the end of the world. Welcome to the end of the world.
It's the end of the world.
Fred did that. And before that, some Lee Murr, some Preaching at Starwood, some Devo, and some Phineas Narco. Coming up, what is on the schedule?
Now, Reverend Stang, tomorrow at this site, what will occur here when the shadows of evening steal across the sky?
What's the bird's eye lowdown on this hoedown hoodoo?
The day, friends.
The great day.
I believe that, okay, nothing happens before 1 o'clock. Praise Bob.
Oh, for
and
God's
Stein.
Sake, sure. Yes, of course.
So you can sleep late, right?
But will there be wo-tanning going
will
on
there be,
here?
Like
I would say
jamming?
It's much like what's in that, although the schedule is a complete fiction. By coincidence, it's pretty close to what that will be. I believe it's like at 1 o'clock, we had called for the baptism in the pool.
Now, wasn't really, but truthfully, Reverend Stang, wasn't that the previous year's schedule with simply having the dates changed?
Yes. Yes, that's what and I thought. Now I'm that's going to I change thought. Them even more. We're going to move the baptism up to 2 o'clock.
That's a slack-filled way to create a schedule, don't you think?
And I'm not sure who will be performing the actual baptisms this year. I don't know if Dr. Legume will be doing it. Jesus is not here. He's infiltrated the conspiracy so deeply that he might as well be Satan.
He is Satan.
Praise Bob. We need a man on the inside.
I've always been on the inside for you, but I want you to know that. That's sort of my job.
In the meantime, however, we'll have the baptism in the pool tomorrow. I guess I may end up having
Gentlemen,
to do some of that.
Don't worry,
I'll wear
my
bathing trunk so you won't be afraid to get close to me. Or I can't wear my papal robes. I think I would drown. Then after that, I think it said we'd show movies. Subgenius movies, not conspiracy
movies.
Bad films.
That's right. We'll be going up into the hospitality.
That would be
shed.
Like after the baptism, probably about 3 o'clock in the studio up at the top of the hill. That's just past the showers. You have to be dressed up there.
No sky.
You can take a shower
the
first.
Says.
Reverend
you
Stang,
won't know the difference if the
where will that fire be?
Like this,
the fire will be at the place.
What do you do?
The ancient ruins called the Roundhouse that are just down this road, and it's the dome made of spears and dinosaur ribs that are sticking up out of the ground down there. I believe it says Sherman Old Folks Home or something.
No doubt you've seen it as you've been driving around the campsite.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
It'll look like a devil pit tomorrow night, like a scene out of a Jack Chick comic depiction of hell.
All right, gentlemen, let the dance contest begin!
Show, sort of, from the incredible movie The American Astronaut. Praise the American Astronaut and Billy Nair Show, and now Nora Pref.
Activate the radar screen.
It's fantastic.
Activate the Videotron.
Brainwave control device, adjust aim.
It's fantastic.
Destroy all the Earth people. Annihilate them forever. The Earth shall soon surrender. We have learned how easy it is for us to defeat them. We are now ready to complete their annihilation without any resistance. There is no need to keep such useless creatures.
Prepare to attack at once. Prepare to attack at once. Prepare to attack at once. Prepare to attack at once.
We are now ready to complete their annihilation without any resistance.
The quick freeze monster. The supersonic monster.
You. Jim, do you smell something fishy in the air? I don't smell anything.
The Billy Nair Show. From the American Astronaut, again, also on one of their CDs, I think that is. And now, hey, where's Bob?
There he goes! He's feeling his toes.
That's a mighty good idea for you. Just make sure you get loaded, too. Cook. Hostess. Every morning, and you'll hear...
Bob?
The future is now. Now, with each new tomorrow, no more I'll face the heartaches of the past. For now they are gone, gone, forever, no more sorrow. I hope that my happiness will last.
That was Neil Dick. Now, Rev.
How can you presume?
How can I presume?
How can you presume?
How can I presume?
How can you presume?
How can I presume?
How can you presume?
How can I...
I don't have a whole lot of time. And... I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon. Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens, they're extra-dimensional beings. They are not what they claim to be. I'm sorry, the government knows about them.
It's government or that was awful strange.
Yeah. Blew up here.
Am I on the air?
Belly up. I presume.
How can you presume?
How can I presume?
How can you presume?
How can I presume?
Okay, another question from the audience is
this my drink?
Are all Yetis partially Cajun?
Well, an interesting question, and perhaps one that comes from the land of the Cajuns, or Acadians, as they once were called. But the fact
I see
is...
I feel a certain amount of hope and hoping behind this question.
Yes, and it's hope that I hate to dash, but I'm afraid all Yetis are not partially Cajun. The Acadian people were French settlers of Canada who were displaced, and they... their famous Cajun patois is a result of the language they originally spoke. Their diaspora is detailed in the poem Evangeline by the immortal Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The forest, the murmuring pines and hemlocks. You can read all about it, probably on the internet. But Yetis are universally found around this terraqueous globe. And not really the native of any particular region, except what is remote and away from the smelly, disharmonious haunts of humans.
Okay, thank you.
It's a scientific fact.
A scientific fact.
It has to be correct.
It has to be exact.
Because it is a scientific fact. It's a scientific fact that our high and low tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon.
It's been proven to be true, like one and one are two. It's checked and double-checked, a fact that can be backed. Because it is a scientific fact.
It's a scientific fact that there are belts of radiation in outer space which are a hazard for future space flyers to overcome. It's a scientific fact.
A scientific fact.
It has to be correct.
It has to be exact.
Because it is a scientific fact.
Well, of course, even scientific facts are not perfectly exact, but they are as exact as it is humanly possible to make them at the time.
It's a scientific fact, a scientific fact. It has to be correct, it has to be exact, because it is a scientific fact.
The fighting, the dying, there's no denying. The wreckage, the bodies, no one. The burning, the world will stop turning. The chaos, the violence turns to utter silence at the end of the world. When the river has cleared all the fields at the end of the world. Revelation 24 with the seven seals at the end of the world. To the eve of destruction at the end of the world. When the earth goes into deconstruction, the flames will rise higher, consumption by fire. The world burn to ashes and smoke and hot gases. Volcanic erosion and earth core implosion. A massive explosion, the doomsday is chosen.
That was Reverend Ed Fred at the end of the world. Norrell Pref and Lee Murr follow. You're listening to the Hour of Slack, number 1051. More information can be had at subgenius.com.
Eve, I'm over here!
And I'm coming with you.
When we get away from here, we'll be living among normal people again.
There is something strange in the air. Don't you feel it? Or is it that I'm just so sensitive?
Did you see what I see? Holy smoke spread! Wait a minute! I need some coffee. What can it be?
Can you tell me why Fish Face is so frantic?
Something terrible. Hey, Pat! That's impossible! Damn it all, Pat! What's that?
Bub, 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 bub. It's up to you, Cornfield.
I'll be the lightning rod. Will someone please tell me what's going on? I don't understand what you mean.
Amazing, stupid, and dull mechanical apparatuses.
Oh,
infinitesimal.
Ah,
yes.
The High Command. With pleasure. With pleasure, with pleasure, with pleasure.
Idiots on Mars.
Right on microwave.
Hi, Bob.
Fred, Steele. Where did you spring up from? But you hit me at a bad moment.
Wait, Bob. There's something else.
He's a crazy kid.
Bob!
Execute the order. We must calculate mass, size, and speed.
But, Commander! But, Commander! But that's murder!
You've created a panic.
I've been here at your side for several years now.
As usual, the bigwigs have to try to find a scapegoat. I maintain nothing. I ascertain. There's only one opinion that interests me. My own. Oh. One would say, ladies and gentlemen, that you are disappointed to learn that the end of the world has been postponed.
I understand the fear psychosis is very grave.
We know damn well it's not true.
However, the people have faith in you.
Eve! Eve! Stand back, you madman. Cornfield. The outsider must be destroyed. And immediately.
This is the maximum.
Complete absence of atmosphere.
I'll go slow.
My duty is to science. I'm a scientist. That'll be funny. Idiots. I want to know the truth.
What truth?
From a dying world. Yours. And yours. And yours.
This is war. To unleash every propaganda means at your disposal to tranquilize public opinion.
Bob, I love you, Bob. I love you, Bob. Take me with you, Bob.
Up there?
The moment of neutralization. The squadron commander is Bob...
I don't like the smell of this story.
Why?
Because it's inspired by non-scientific motives.
Are you crazy? Hit one of them, Bob.
I'm not insane.
Go to it, Bob. Damn it, Bob. You've got to regain control.
You all go to hell.
It's a terrible, drawn-out agony for the whole world.
Most things happen unexpectedly. Even the apocalypse.
Psychic, you know. Have a cigar. These, this, and that, deep inside.
Do you really think there is someone inside?
Oh, shut up.
Bob! Bob!
Oh, Bob! Bob! I love you, Bob.
The number of people still astonishes. More than two people died. Nearly 2 million more lost their humanity.
This is me speaking.
Seconds, minutes, hours.
Experience the fine fragrance of Snuggle.
Somebody get on the pipe.
Somehow, in some way, we not only went through the sound barrier, but we've gone back in time.
Stay in your own backyard.
You're still on Earth or on the ship with me?
Strange and complex sanity of man.
Stupid.
A telephone connected to nothingness.
The ultimate.
They're big.
They're tough and they're shrewd and they got eyes.
This is incredible. This is really incredible.
Frankly, Grandfather, I think this whole thing is a bore.
Through sleep.
It's time for me to be the man.
Time, time. Time. Ah, there's time enough at last.
To each his own.
To penetrate!
Well, that's very interesting.
Viacom.
Oh, wait a minute. What's going on?
We, all of us, we are in hell.
We are so high.
We will be taking off in 3 minutes.
What in the name of everything holy is going on?
What's going on here? What's going on here?
What that book says.
Where are we? What are we? Who are we? Where are you?
Where's everybody going?
Who are you?
A couple of very unimportant items seem to have eluded me, like... who I am.
Will you come out?
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Yes?
You be dead.
You'd better start thinking happy thoughts.
You get real people with answers.
The time has come not to dissemble. We're too close to the actual rupture for that.
That's right.
We have to make a clean breast of all our sins, put our foulnesses and abominations right here on the table. So you can see them and smell them. You guys can go first.
Pick a Booger. This is the one song you guys did all the way through. It's the only one that Sphinx could remember the words to.
Hey, you're the
about to put your finger in your nose. Kick a pig around, wipe it on your clothes. I don't know how you feel one way or another.
Day, and before that, the acid core at 7X Day, played back at 8X Day. The acid core, which is the combination of the amino acids heard here in the background and also at upcoming X Day festivals, and the Swinging Love Corpse's Praise Bob.
Don't tune in, same time, same station. And don't listen to
The Self-Genius Hour of Swank.
Miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls.